Oh, come let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. My name is Edwin Crozier, and I want to welcome you on behalf of the shepherds of this congregation and the members of this congregation to our annual In His Presence singing. We are so excited that you are here, members and guests alike, where we can blend our voices in praise, in thanksgiving, in edification to one another. We have with us a very special friend of mine. I met him on New Year's Eve. I guess that would have been 1995. New Year's Day would have been 1996. I've known him for 22 years, and he still claims to be my friend, so I'm really thankful for that. This is Greg Chesser. He is one of the shepherds of the Dowlin Road congregation in Beaumont, Texas, and he has come here with his good wife, Donna, and we're so glad that she's been able to travel with him to be here with us tonight, to lead us in praise and in worship. Hopefully you received one of our little programs on your way in. You will be able to follow along with the theme that he is following tonight here at the Livingston congregation. Our theme this year is In the Beginning, God. And this month, in the beginning of our walk, God. And we're focusing on discipleship. And that's what our singing is about tonight. In discipleship, we're going to talk about the disciples' praise to God. We're going to sing about being bought with a price. We're going to sing about our relationship with Him. We're going to sing about the reward of the faithful. And we're going to sing more praise to God. We are so glad that you are here. We're going to pray, and then together we're going to pray and praise and thank God in song. Would you bow with me, please? Almighty God and Father, we are humbled before you, in awe of you. We praise you and thank you for being our God and letting us be your disciples. We are so thankful that our good brother Greg Chesser is with us tonight, that he might lead us and direct us in praise and worship to you. But we are most thankful that you are with us tonight, that you will allow us to praise you, that you have done so many good things for us that we long to praise you. Father, be with us tonight. Give us strong voices. Give us strong hearts. May we bring glory and honor to you. We love you so much, Father. Thank you for loving us first.
Good evening. We'll begin our service this evening in songs of praise, and we'll be singing first number 62, Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore Him. Let's all sing out this evening. I will wake the dawn with praises. Do-so.
Chapter 53, verses 3 through 12. Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 12. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 12. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and one from whom men hid their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement which brought us peace, and with his wounds we were healed. All we are like sheep who have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, like sheep before shearers is silent, he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for our generation, who considered that he was cut off from our land of the living, stricken for transgression of people. And they were made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man his death. Although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering of guilt, he shall see his offering. He shall prolong his days, and the will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to acquainted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, and he be poured out his soul to death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
How deep the Father's love. Songs pertaining to Jesus on the cross. You'll see the six songs listed there. We'll sing one verse of each of those as we go through. Parts of one verse anyway. Just follow along and hopefully you find this to be edifying.
Yeah.
Next song will be Exalted, number 198 in the book, Exalted. Number 306, In Christ Alone. Number 306, In Christ Alone. I hope our voices hold out tonight. But let's leave it all here as we sing praises to our God. In Christ Alone, let's all sing.
Yeah. Shall we give thanks for the relationship we have with God? Almighty God, when we consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you have taken thought of him? And what is the Son of Man that you care for him? O God Almighty, we come before your holy throne, and we praise you, God, for who you are, and we thank you for all that you have given us. Father, we thank you for family and friends, and we thank you for all that is good and right and lovely in this world. But chiefest of all things, we thank you for who you are as our loving Father, and who Christ is as our elder brother and as the very Savior of our souls. We pray, God, that as we worship you, that we can capture in our hearts the sense of awe that should be there for every breath we take, every thought we are given the opportunity to think is but an expression of your grace. And we thank you that you have made this relationship that we have possible. As Edwin often prays, Father, we love you and we thank you for loving us first. We thank you that you loved us enough that you created us in your very image so that we might have the capacity to love, to begin to understand the greatness of your stature, to love you with every fiber of our beings. This is our intent, Father, and we thank you for moments such as this evening where we have a foretaste of heaven itself. We thank you that you gave us not only the capacity to worship you, but through this blood, through this incomprehensible sacrifice that was made, you gave us redemption itself and the right to worship you. Continue to perfect us, forgive us where we err, and as we live our lives upon this earth, help us to long for heaven itself, where worship much greater than this, worship that will be beyond our heart's possibility of fathoming, will be ours at last. As we bask in your glory, as we stand about your throne, and as we cast our crowns before you, acknowledging that you are God and there is none other like you, help us, Father, in all things that we might worship you as we should. Forgive us of our sins, and again, help us to carry this worship throughout our lives so that every deed we do could be a sacrifice unto you. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next, we'll sing Shield About Me. I'm going to ask you if you would. Let's stand together as we sing this song. Shield About Me. Our next song will be I Close My Eyes. I Close My Eyes. Softly, so softly. Now, someone told me this may be new to some of you. How many know this song? Okay. Well, some of us are going to learn a new song. This is one of Glenda Shell's and Matt Basford's songs, and it's a very pretty song. I think it'll be easy to catch on.
Thank you.
started to roll past that one. Not many raised your hand, but that's good. We'll sing now number 409, It Is Well With My Soul. It Is Well With My Soul. Let's keep up the pace a little better on this song. Watch me. Let's keep up the pace as we sing this song. Let's not drag it. Do, do mi sol.
Our scripture reading is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 9. 1 Peter 3, verses 3 through 9. Do not let your beauty be that outward adorning of arranging the hair or wearing gold or of putting on fine apparel, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible ornament of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good, and are not afraid with any terror. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing.
Verse 749. There is a habitation. To heaven.
tired, Edwin. We are going to keep on going. I hope you guys are finding this to be edifying and uplifting to one another. I know it's very special for me to be here tonight. 20 songs, that's a lot. I haven't drank enough water yet to get all the way through those. But we will. It sounds great. The singing sounds wonderful. Let's all join in as we sing now, Immortally Arrayed, as we continue to sing about that great reward that we have. Immortally Arrayed. No. Higher ground. That's in the supplement. Higher ground. I'm going to ask you one more time to please stand together as we sing this song. This is another one. It takes a lot of breath to sing. So let's all sing out together. Higher ground.
Bye.
Let's pray to our God again. Jehovah, Yahweh, what a mighty thought that the same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that can command the dead to wake, it lives in us through your Spirit. The same power that moves mountains when you speak, the same power that can calm all the raging seas, that power lives in us, and we thank you, dear Lord. Your power astounds us, and we are stymied by your omnipotence. Your foolishness shames all the wisdom that we on earth have accumulated over the millennia, and your might, while incomprehensible, gives us hope and peace and joy. Lord, you are in control. Hallelujah. We praise you for it. You overcame death by death, and no power of hell or scheme of man can now keep us from you. You, the creator, the author, and finisher of our salvation, we praise you, magnify you, we give glory to you. Abba, Father, we love you. We love your Spirit, and we love your Son, our King, our brother, our High Priest, and now the intercessor for this prayer. And we pray all this and say, Amen.
Well, we sang about being bought with a price as disciples. We sang about the fact that we have a relationship with Him. He's our protector. We can go to Him in prayer. We've talked about the reward of heaven. And once again, we'll now sing our last few songs the way we started, in praise to our great God for all that He is in our lives. Number 69, We Will Glorify.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
What is love? Song number 62. It's in the supplement. 62. What is love? Again, another one I was told that may be new to many of you. Again, anybody know this one? Oh, more than the last one. That's good. Another beautiful song. We'll sing only verses 1 and 2 of this song. What is love? Very good. Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. We'll sing verses 1 and 3. Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. Almost done. Spend all of those voices tonight in praise.
The Lord. So glad you could be here tonight. To our members, we appreciate your support of the work that we are doing within this congregation, our discipleship, our praise of our God. To our guests, we are so thankful that you have joined us tonight to lift voices together with us in praise, adoration, thanksgiving, and building one another up. Is there any place better to be tonight than right here? Absolutely not. We are glad that y'all were supposed to be shaking your heads with me at that point. That was rhetorical completely. We are so glad that you could be here. We're going to be here again tomorrow, praising God in song, opening up His Word, learning from God. We know that a disciple learns from God. We're going to be here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We have classes for all ages. If you are looking for a congregation to be with that teaches the Bible, where you can learn the Bible, we would invite you to be with us tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. We have several classes for adults. We have classes for children from young ages on up. We'd invite you to be here with us. A disciple honors God, as we've done tonight, and we will be doing that again at 10 o'clock in the morning. Brother Greg Chester, who has led us so ably this evening, will be presenting the lesson during that time tomorrow morning, according to the pattern. And then again tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, it's all about the heart. That's the lesson we'll be having at that time. So we invite you to be back with us at those times. If you are a guest from our community, if you received our mailer, or if you've been invited by one of our members and you're a guest from the community, we invite you to stop by our guest center on the way out. We have some there who'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. We have something to take with you that we hope will help you in your walk with God. And we want you to know that you are our honored guest. We truly appreciate you being here with us this evening. And we invite you to be back with us tomorrow at 9 or 10 or 5 o'clock. And any other time that we are gathered together. We really appreciate you being here. We have one other special treat and joy, especially for our congregation, a brother that we have supported for some time who preaches the gospel in Bucharest, Romania, whom we have supported and had fellowship with in that work. His daughter got married this past week, or is getting married. That happened, and so he decided to come over to witness that. I'm sure she was thankful. But that's our good fortune, because that means he's here tonight with us, and he is going to be leading us in our dismissal prayer in just a few moments. He's Brother Marion Otvos, and so we are excited for him to be with us tonight. For our brothers and sisters, make sure you greet him and thank him for his good work that we have been supporting him to do, and we appreciate that. And Marion, I am going to ask you to come up to this microphone when this song is over. Go ahead and come on down to the front. I'm going to be like Bob, who wants to make sure you're ready and waiting in the wings. But while he's coming down, if you would please stand, we're going to sing one more song, Our God, He is Alive. And after this song is over, if you would please continue standing, and Brother Otvos will lead us in that dismissal prayer. And once that's done, please visit with one another, get to know one another, and come back tomorrow. And if I
have 30 seconds, I would just say thank you to the folks
who invited me to be here. I appreciate it so much. I woke up in Texas this morning, and here I am with you tonight. And it's fantastic. And to Benjamin Payne, who worked with me on these slides, 249 of them, I believe, and all perfect, as the guys did such a great job in the back running everything. And it takes a lot of work to pull something like this together, and I appreciate everyone who has worked hard to make this what it is this evening. And we'll close the singing portion tonight with Our God, He is Alive. Let's all sing out, Our God, He is Alive.
Yeah. Let's pray. Our God and Father in heaven, we are so grateful for this wonderful moment that we spend together as your children, coming together, Father, to praise your wonderful name. We are here, Lord, not open just our mouth, but our hearts to you, because you are so kind and good and full of love. We are so grateful, Lord, for what you've done in Jesus Christ, your Son. Thank you for his supreme sacrifice that he brought to the cross of Calvary. We should be there, Father, to pay for our sins. But he took our guilt upon him, and he made us free. We are here, Lord, to praise your name and to thank you for the hope that you put ahead. We're looking forward, Lord, according with your wonderful promises that you make us through your wonderful word. We are here, Lord, to praise your name and to thank you for each blessing that you offer us each day. Father, we ask you to help us to strengthen our faith, to live in this world as your children, faithful and obedient. We ask you now to help us to be light and salt in this world, to show to all of our people around us about your kindness and grace. We thank you, Father, because we were dead in our sins, in our transgression. But you bring us alive in Jesus Christ, and you fully blessed us in heavenly places. Thank you for everything, Father. Thank you for the hope of our salvation. Thank you for the church that your Son builded. We are grateful for everything what's happened in our life, because you are there, because you always look upon us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.